Hello and welcome back to the Radical Broccoli podcast. So lovely to be with you today. It's me, Susie, if you can't recognize it from my voice. I have an episode for you today that I really hope that can help you overcome something that feels really icky when we feel it, which is judgment. And we're going to dive into judgment and what has helped me in my life overcome at least some level of judgment, because I think, of course, I still experience judgment of myself, of others, probably daily, multiple times a day. But this technique has helped me at least realize it and have like a method that I can release it and that I can see the purpose of it and that can use it to help me grow and expand instead of just feeling stuck in a vibration that feels kind of low. So yes, I think this is going to be helpful for many of you, hopefully. Maybe it can give you some new perspectives. And if not, let's just hang out and chat and have like a conversation. I am in Portugal, in my home, in my office. I have my babysitter with me for the first week. My baby is now 6 months old, and it's the first time that I am learning to let go of control, and the first time that I'm not with him all the time, the first week. And it feels equally scary and wonderful. And I am learning to trust that it is safe. It is good for me, it is good for him. And actually having a little bit of time to myself. Because we are in the midst of baby time and maternity leave. We are halfway through the first year of his life. And it's getting to that stage where he is super active and I cannot look 1 second away, meaning that it's hectic. It's hectic. Of course, I love it. That's not of course, actually. I know many women and moms or dads struggle in their maternity leave. So it's, I don't take it for granted that that I enjoy it, because it's tough also. There are moments where I just want to swear and cry and give up and give in, but most moments are sweet and meaningful to me. Anyway, that's not the topic of today, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a picture of where we're at and yeah, where am I in my life. So I'm not working, but I wanted to pop into the podcast today when I felt super inspired. And also Annette has started her maternity leave. She has started to let go a little bit before giving birth. She has a few weeks left, and soon I'm going to go to Oslo to be her support sister in her birth process, which is such an honor and something that I'm so passionate and excited about. And some days she says to me that I seem like I'm more excited about this baby coming. And I know that that's not true, but we just express it in different ways. Yeah, so in maybe a month from now, we will welcome a little boy into our family, my little nephew, her son. So our boys will be 7 months apart. And everyone keeps saying to us how special this is. And I don't think we even realize how special it is until we look back maybe in 20 years. Because now it feels like, well, okay. Yeah, this is what we created now. And we're in it. So it's hard to see it from the outside. But yeah, I'm honored to welcome these two little new beings and new souls into our lives. And they chose us, we chose them, and we're gonna experience life together. And I'm quite curious to how it is to be a aunt compared to how it is to be a mom. And that's something that I'm gonna experience these coming months. So stay tuned for updates on little guy. I know that Annette's healthy. She's happy. She is learning about birth. We're having some conversations about it. I'm never sharing unless she asks, because I don't want to intrude on the very like personal and intimate space that you need to have with yourself before giving birth. And I fully respect that. Yeah, and I've also been in touch with you guys, some of you on my personal Instagram, about your pregnancy journeys, or you have little babies the same age as mine, and that's so, so sweet. But Radical Broccoli is also for non-mamas and for all of you who feel connected to this space, this universe. It's all about self-love and expressing yourself, spirituality, self-development, confidence, and really taking care of yourself. That's what we're super passionate about sharing. So let's get into today's topic about judgment, or I want to share with you my view on judgment, actually. And this is something that I have experienced and used throughout the last couple of years. And it comes and goes to me in waves. Sometimes I get back to my old self, the ego creeps in and it says like, no, we are separates. And the fear comes in and like judgment increases. And then every time that happens, it's like this wave comes back to me with this concept that I'm going to share with you today. So how I see it, this isn't a small thing, but how I see our universe as a whole and all these people that we share this world with is that we are all created from the same. We are from the same source, from the same energy, from the same non-physical part of us. And I think that even if we're here in a physical form today, some part of us is still non-physical, and that part is all connected. So on a soul level, I view it as like we really are all one. And it sounds like such a cliche or like something that I've read in a book, but I really feel that. And especially when it comes to judgment, because it has been described also that life and our life journey here is a journey of going from oneness through separation back again to oneness. And I think that is so beautiful and makes so much sense to me. I feel it on such a deep level. Because when we come in here as babies, fresh new beings, we don't know much about the world, people, and we don't have all these ideas and concepts and programs, but then we kind of learn, and we learn to be divided into groups and who belongs with who and religion or different cultures coming from different places of the world. And little by little, we learn to be separate. And we live in a very fear-based world as well. And fear is something that always will work as this separation mechanism. I think we can see it, speaking of the world as a whole today, how it is developing. It is developing through protectionism and countries wanting to separate from each other and divide and protect. And it's all really fear-based. And it's all part of this learning, I think, of separation before we understand unity again. And we can break this down, of course, into more functional day-to-day experiences. And that is when judgment arises within us. And that can happen so many different times. It can happen many times throughout the day. It can come up as jealousy. It can come up as criticism. And I know that many friend groups, for example, have this connection over actual judgment and criticism. And because it's a very easy thing to like talk about and chat about and connect over, without necessarily it being any meaningful or helpful to anyone. But nevertheless, we all do it. whether it's just within us or we say it out loud. And today I want to give you some tools to feel a little bit of a release and a relief around when you feel like you're judging someone. And I really believe that judging someone else is always combined with or based on judging yourself. So, for example, I can, let's say that I'm hanging out with a group of friends, and there's this one person who's really like out there, who's really loud and wants to get all the attention, and who always has the last word and is a bit like, quote unquote, too much in many people's view. Then I could feel it within. I could be like, oh gosh, this is just too much. I want to judge. I want to criticize. I want to like analyze, why does this person become like this? Why do they have this need to be so loud? And that feels really uncomfortable. And I can feel like, oh, I need to tell someone. I need to like tell my partner that, oh gosh, this person is a lot, right? And I want to like get other people along with my criticism and judgment. But that never ever feels good, does it? And then I come back to this. Okay. What part of this experience that I'm having with this other person triggering me is actually just related to myself? So I think it can be two things. Either something that I already do or am doing that I feel not fully healed around or comfortable with, like when I put myself out there, how do I feel about that? Because that's what I'm mirroring through this person. Do I feel like I'm too much? Do I feel like I'm loud? And do I fear that people talk about me in this way? So I'm just going to do the same with that person to make myself feel a little bit better. Or am I looking at a potential, something that I actually want to be more like or express myself as? Sometimes it could be both of them. This could also be the same. For example, let's say that you look up a person on social media and they're like, seem super successful, and they have all these expensive handbags and they have a beautiful car and they're really killing it, like business wise, they have their own business and they're just doing it so super well. And then you could be tempted to be like, yeah, their partner has a really good job in banking and they probably inherited it from their parents, like the car or something. And that again is this exact same thing. Like, A, is it part of you that feels like you're flashy or showing off? Or is it part of you that feels totally unsuccessful and you really actually want to be that person who is there with their beautiful car and their beautiful handbags, but instead of allowing yourself to say that or feel that because you think that it's never going to happen, you would rather pull that other person down. So I want to challenge you, our wonderful, beautiful, smart, intelligent listeners, to try this out for yourself. So firstly, I'm going to ask you right here and now, when was the last time you did this kind of judgment? And I'm sure it will come to you pretty quickly. It's probably today. And then I'm going to say, like, next time this comes up, you could challenge yourself. You can ask yourself a couple of questions to help you use this as a tool of growth and actually fuel for your own development. So you can ask yourself, when are you doing it? Usually, is it when you're really tired? Is it when with certain people? Is it when you feel really triggered about something? Is it specific topics of life? Is it like always with people who have money or people who have a partner or with people who are married? Or I don't know. It's always representing something that we feel like we're lacking, probably. And with which kind of people are you doing it? Is it the same kind of people? Or is it new things all the time? And then I want you to ask yourself, what are you actually judging? Which part of it? Try and pick it apart. Try and ask yourself questions. Try to look at it from different angles. And then I want you to tune back to yourself and ask yourself, what part of you does this represent? In which lack or which trigger point, which emotions is this touching on? Which qualities of yourself is it that you feel inadequate about? And I know for me, it's some certain topics that get me every time. And we all have these kind of weaker points, or we feel like we have weaker points within us, something that we still want to develop and grow. And that's totally natural. And this is how we can switch judgment around to feel freaking great, because it can be showing us exactly where we want to be, where we want to go, who we want to become. And I think this is such a cool thing. And I think that we can use this kind of method for so many things. And the world really is a mirror to how we feel inside. For example, we can apply this to self-love. So the world can mirror to us like, oh, it's so hard to love people. Like, I never find meaningful connections. I connect a little bit and then it slips away, and I seem to be like tough to really get into other people's heart. We can switch this around and always look back at ourselves. Like, how are you really connecting with yourself? Are you really establishing a trustworthy, loving, deep, meaningful connection with yourself? I personally think that we cannot really have meaningful connections with others until we have one with ourselves. And that's always where we need to start. Whether that is romantic relationships or friendships or anything. And the same thing goes with trust. Like, if we seem to encounter problems trusting people in our lives, and it pops up again and again in different variations with different people, it is not them that we don't trust. It is actually ourselves. And all of these things we can build up within ourselves, little by little. For example, trust. We can build trust very like methodologically with ourselves. We can schedule, we can make little promises to ourselves in the beginning. We can step by step, for example, say that, okay, tomorrow I'm going to wash my hair, clean the house, and go for a little walk. And if we actually do that, then we have taken the first step into building self-trust. And then we can build on that and we can say, tomorrow I'm going to make a little budget for the next 2 months. Because that might feel like a really overwhelming task for some. And if we keep promising stuff to ourselves, but we don't show up and do it, that is how we do the opposite. That is how we lose trust in ourselves. And then again, the world will mirror back that lack of trust in our relationships. And there are countless examples of how to build trust. And I think it always starts in really, really small decisions and actions, but they are equally as important. And they're the best way to start. So that's what I wanted to share today, is really the world is our mirror always. We can always use everything that we experience in our personal growth. And it can be a powerful way to just take action all by ourselves. We can always use amazing coaches and therapists and professionals to help us grow. That's wonderful. But these are some tips that can help you in the day to day with the things that you notice that make you feel a little bit of an ick. And I'm a fan of coaching ourselves as well. So whenever we feel like, oh, wow, suddenly my mood changed. Oh, I feel really icky now. What just happened? We can always pick it apart and see what's happening beneath it. And over time, you become really, really good at understanding yourself. And then what happens then is that you become really, really good at understanding other people. And you become compassionate and you can hold space for others. And you can be an amazing friend and you can be an amazing partner or daughter or family member. So there are just benefits to taking care of yourself and your mental health and your well-being and really understanding the complexity of what it is to be a human being with emotions and moods. So I hope this could help you today and inspire you to really look at the stuff. Like, don't just push it away when the ick or the uncomfortable feelings come. Look at them and hold them and hold space for yourself. And let the magic unfold with a little day-to-day stuff that happens. It's this is the life. Take care of yourselves, and I will tune back in for another episode very soon. Moderne medier.